episode 1246, Are Assumptions Killing Your Marriage?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. What do you have on the schedule this weekend? Yes, it is Saturday. It's Relationship Builders Day. And I've got a question for you. Are assumptions killing your marriage? Let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, some think marriage is serendipitous, a happy chance that everything will work together. The love will be there forever. But are assumptions killing your marriage? The assumptions of happiness and the tingly feeling every time you see your spouse. The assumptions that disagreements or arguments won't disrupt your emotions that drew you together in the first place. The assumptions of having children will add to the richness of your love. Marriage is not the same as dating. Sorry to break it to you, but I'm sure you already knew this. And with that knowledge, you also know that marriage takes work, just like dating takes work. Yes, you had to pay attention to all the little things in order to win over your sweetheart. Think back. Think of all the crazy, fun, adventurous things that you did. Yes, you did a lot. Yet after I do, what began to happen? Be honest. One or both of you slowly moved from being very attentive to each other's moves, feelings, and emotions, likes and dislikes, to learning to live in the same home, planning a schedule to be together, which seemed to be more challenging than when dating. Even though you are now married with your whole future in front of you, the opportunities begin to shrink. As years passed, the frustration of life gets in the way of the tingly feeling you defined as love when you first met. Questions now come up as to why did I say I do? Was it really worth it? What was I thinking? Some of these little things now seem bigger and they get in the way of you loving your sweetheart unconditionally. Your life has been overtaken by assumptions. Your questions are more about what you think your spouse should know versus what is reality. Assumptions can kill a marriage because it kills the hope of taking action in your marriage. When you live in assumptions, you are shutting down communication. You assume your spouse should know what you want for dinner when you go out. You assume your spouse knows what satisfies you in the bedroom. You assume your spouse knows what you want for your birthday. You assume your spouse knows what you want him to do around the house to help you. I'm sure you were thinking of some assumptions you've made recently. How well did that turn out for you? Well, there is hope. But first, a message from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McRae, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America, to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. You'll want to listen each week by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Assumptions don't have to kill your marriage. Instead of living in the world of assumptions, which is easy to do, come on, we've all done it. I want you to communicate your needs. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Communicate your needs. Don't take it for granted. Right? Assumptions get us into the world of, oh, it should already be there. They should already know this. What are they thinking? Are they stupid? Do they not know me? No, drop it. Communicate your needs. Tell your spouse what you need. So I gave you some examples of some assumptions, right? Some you probably are like, oh yeah, got that one. Oh yeah, I was so there. So let's talk about them. So when asked what you want for dinner, actually make some suggestions. There isn't anything wrong with you telling your sweetheart what sounds good to you. You have an opinion on food. In fact, you may like something more than he likes or vice versa. But you know what? If he asks a question and says, hey, hon, where do you want to go to eat tonight? Don't sit there and go, oh, well, I don't know, honey. What really sounds good to you? If he's asking you, he wants to know what you're thinking. Don't do a little tap dance. I know, been there. I've done many tap dances, and it's not good for the marriage. It gets them frustrated, and they're like, just, I want to make you happy. I want to go where you want to go because I don't want to make the decision. It's not about being right or wrong. It's, I want you to make the decision. Let's do what you want to do tonight. So, when asked what you want for dinner, tell him. What about in the bedroom? Be specific about what you like. Take away the idea that he will figure it out. And if you feel uncomfortable, ask him what he likes. It's really easy to drum up a conversation, say, you know what, hon, what would make you feel good tonight? What can I do to honor you as my husband? Let him respond. And guess what? Most of the time, there's going to be a question back. It just seems, you know, appropriate and giving and loving to say, well, what would you like? Then it doesn't feel awkward. It's not like you have to say, oh. And if you're in the middle of something, okay, I'm going to leave it to your imagination. But during the time, say, I really enjoy that. It makes me feel good. Your sweetheart wants to make you feel good. They want to pleasure you. So don't feel uncomfortable. Tell them what you like. And when you're not really sure, ask him what he wants. That will ease you into the conversation. All right, so we've got birthdays now. Gifts are a challenge, especially for men. Now, I know some men, you got it all put together. But others, you know what? They want to please you. And they truly want to get you what you want. They don't want to, what, disappoint. Understand that. That's one thing a man doesn't want to do to his woman is to disappoint her. But sometimes us women, what? We like surprises. So if you're the one who likes surprises, then give a few options to choose from. Therefore, you can be surprised and he won't be frustrated. A win-win for both of you. Now, some of these just seem so simplistic, don't they? And I know if you think back to conversations and you may have to give a little extra thought to it. I don't want you to expend too much energy. But it's important that we communicate our needs to our spouses. Don't just assume that they've got it all put together because what you wanted when you were dating isn't what you want now. And if so, well, we definitely need to have a conversation. We all grow. You're either moving forward or moving backwards, but you are ever what? Changing. Change is a constant. So we have to be upfront, communicate your needs. And finally, oh my goodness, housework. Chores around the house can be a thorn in the side of marriages. Don't wait until you've pricked yourself on that thorn. Be honest with what you need him to do that will actually help you. So if you need him to vacuum the house, tell him, sweetheart, today, you know what? If you could do one thing for me, I would really appreciate it if you could vacuum the house. That would just take a load off my shoulders. Just like that. Instead of, you know, pretending that, oh, I'm going to drop this little hint and, oh, if I leave this little breadcrumb here, he'll figure out that I want him to vacuum the house. No, he won't. Just sweetly tell him. I know my husband, he'll say, sweetheart, what can I do for you today? What would make your day easier? Take advantage of that and say, I would love for you to vacuum. I would love for you to go and gas up my car. Whatever it is for you, okay? But don't sit there and say, well, I thought, you know, really would have been nice if. Well, why don't you tell him? And you don't have to be fussy about it. You don't have to be negative. You can do it with a smile on your face. He's not going to take it wrong because he asked the question. And guess what? You can ask a question back too. If he says, what can I do for you today? Then you turn around and say, what can I do for you today? Do you see how you begin to build a foundation? Communicate your needs. Kick the assumptions to the curb. You don't need them anymore. Because when you communicate your needs, you open up your heart for love to mature and increase in richness. And that's what we all want in our marriages. You want that stronger foundation. You want something that's what? Unbreakable. You want the love that God gives you every single day, but you want it here on earth from your spouse. So communicate your needs. The assumptions will melt away. No hassles to tie up unnecessary energy. It's a win-win. I know marriages are, they're hard. And it takes a lot of work, a lot of energy. And it's a full-time job. Nope, no one wants to say it. But if you want to have a rock-solid marriage, it's the equivalent of a full-time job when you're working on it. But you can do it. But you don't have to do it by yourself either. If you want some help when it comes to marriage, I know, I've been there. I've had humongous tornadoes hit me. And this August, we celebrate 25 years of marriage. We also celebrate 28 and a half years of being together as a couple. That is humongous. And that's not of my doing. It's not of his doing. It's of God's doing. If you want to strengthen the foundation in your marriage, then click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I am here for you. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. When you click on that link, a little form will pop up. That will begin our conversation. We will get your call scheduled so we can talk about specifically your situation. Communicate your needs and see your love soar. The richness, the sparks, the intimacy, it'll all grow stronger. But it starts with you. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.